They're bigger, means they're cleaner, longer. The only union toilet on the Missouri side of the river. Better service. They're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. And yes, Martin, if you want it on the parade route, you can get it. R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000. R&R Sanitation. They're bigger, they're better, they're cleaner. Don't use the competition. R&R Sanitation. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Now through Memorial Day, Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is offering the craziest, most extreme deals in their 32-year history. It's Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com. All bikes are on sale up to 50% off, plus incredible savings on helmets, jerseys, shorts, shoes, parts, accessories. Thousands and thousands of items priced to sell out. Insane doorbusters, 50, 60, up to 70%. 50% off. Markdown Madness at PerformanceBike.com runs through Memorial Day.
Avoid the draft.
A drafty house, that is.
By having new windows installed by the experts from Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors. For more than 35 years, the Jacob name has meant quality materials and customer service on every installation. Call 800-222-6676 to learn more about the benefits of installing replacement windows, adding a sunroom or siding to your home to save you money on your energy bills. Call Jacob Sunroom and Exteriors at 800-222-6676. For more, go to jacobexteriors.com.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
What a day for a daydream.
It's the Friday edition of the Lawrence Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Oreck. You'll find them all over the St. Louis area. Stop into one of the locally owned and operated Oreck home centers and ask them about the new Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner. One of the best in the line, newest one too. And they'll be able to give you all the details on that or anything else in the store. O-R-E-C-K, that's Oreck. I'm Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And now joining us to talk about movies is Colin Jeffrey. You know, we used to have a news guy here named Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Remember him? He was a pretty good guy. I don't know what happened to him. But... Hi, Colin.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
He's not wearing a tie today, so that's a step up.
I got yelled at the first time I was in here.
Colin was asking me right before we go on, so how is this going to work? Are we going to do this, and then we're going to do this? And I said, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to introduce you, and we're going to start talking about movies. You have something to review. I have something to review. We have other stuff to talk about. We'll get to it. We'll see how this goes.
Fair enough.
that's as structured as this show ever gets.
That's good to know.
So you saw the new X-Men movie last night.
I did. X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yeah. Are you a fan of X-Men movies?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, my dad read comics growing up, introduced me to them at a youngish age, and so I like comic books. I like comic book movies by and large, mm-hmm. and, you know, this is the seventh X-Men movie now. So
what happened to the V-Men and the W-Men?
Yeah, brother. That's a good one. That's something I would say.
Yes.
I could have gone RST.
You've taken like 10 steps back, Paul, yeah. with that comment.
Sorry.
The ultimate insult. That's yeah. something I would say.
Is this how you picture the segment going?
Wow.
Pretty much, yeah.
I'm sorry. So you've been into the X-Men for a long time.
Yeah, and so this was a follow-up to X-Men First Class. It came out a couple years back. Did you ever see that?
I have not seen any X-Men movies.
The previous one sort of dealt with the Cuban Missile Crisis and how sort of the...
What?
Exactly. How the mutants were sort of responsible for it, and it was when they were all very young. And so this picks up after that. We are 50 years or so in the future, and at this point... humans have created these devices that are hunting the mutants to extinction.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of the road for the mutants.
Good.
And
no, that's not good.
Why
no,
is that not good?
No.
We're rooting for the mutants.
The X-Men are mutants.
Ah.
Yes.
That's bad. I can't believe we're hunting the mutants.
Exactly. So what has to happen here is Hugh Jackman, who plays Wolverine, is sent back to 1973
mm-hmm.
to find the young X-Men and unite them so that humans don't turn against them.
Okay.
That's the premise for the movie.
That's also the premise of Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
There you go.
Except they didn't really recruit the whales. They just beamed him into a giant tank that Scotty built on the Klingon ship that was taking the place of the Enterprise. I could talk about that movie all day long if you like.
And then Orca Winfrey had a show, and then all.
Captain, there'll be whales here. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So here's the thing about this movie. If you're a fan of the X-Men movies, I think you're going to get a lot out of this. Mm-hmm. You're going to enjoy it. It ties up a lot of loose ends and sort of bundles it up. Because before this movie, Hugh Jackman, who's played the Wolverine and is probably the most popular character from it, said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's sort of backtracking now because this movie's going to be a huge success.
We have a really big check for you. I'm not done.
I'm in.
Not done yet. Exactly. That's kind of what happened here. So fans of it will really enjoy it. If you haven't seen an X-Men movie, it's still accessible enough. I think you can go and enjoy it.
Mm.
But the problem with this movie is you should build to a climax. It should be at the end of the movie. This is a summer blockbuster. The most fun, the most action is in the middle of the movie.
Mm.
So it's kind of heavy at the beginning. You're getting beaten down because your guys aren't doing well. The middle is a lot of fun. They're doing well. And then at the end, it gets kind of philosophically heavy, sort of dealing with mutants and humans and how they can best interact.
Okay.
So go see it. It's fun, but don't expect it to be a life-changing
endeavor. I understand you brought
a clip
from the movie.
I did bring a clip. Let's take a look at that now.
Let's roll that. Really exciting. That was really great.
Can I help you?
Oh.
Yeah, what happened to the school?
Are you a parent?
Sure as hell hope not. Who are you?
I'm Hank.
You're Beast? Look at you. I guess you're a late bloomer.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
So where's the professor?
There's no professor here.
You're pretty strong for a scrawny kid. Come on. You sure there's not a little beast in there? Come on, beastie.
Is that one of the young X-Men being picked on?
Wolverine going back to 1973. He's trying to find Professor X, who's played by Patrick Stewart as an older Professor X and James McAvoy as a younger Professor X.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is him trying to go back and recruit him originally and say, you need to help me avert this disaster.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I just want to
put this in perspective for people who haven't seen this. Let me play a clip from the prequel to this, which was also called Days of Future Past.
Nights in white satin.
That was entirely for Dan. I built up to that joke for 5 minutes just for Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
because he knows,
Paul,
that the Moody Blues did an album called Days of Future Past with the song Nights in White Satin. That was the prequel.
It was. So here's really how to look at this movie. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun if you just go in and expecting something. But I'd give it like a 7.5, 7 out of 10. It's nothing great. The thing I would caution, if you're taking kids to this, it's rated PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
That, in my opinion, is highly questionable. This probably should have gotten tagged with an R rating somewhere along the line.
For language or for violence?
Language, there's a couple F-bombs, I guess, let's say. There's definitely other language. And then the opening scene is dealing with the genocide of humans and mutants, and they are showing mass graves, bodies being dumped. So it's a little too dark maybe at times for kids. If you think they can handle it, go for it. But
Daddy, now that I've graduated kindergarten, take me to a movie. Probably not the one with genocide in the first scene.
And someone else who's in it, Peter Dinklage. He's in Game of Thrones right now.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of sums up kind of my problems with this movie. If you watch Game of Thrones or have seen him in other things, he's a very dynamic actor. Great, great job. You know, he gets angry, he's angry, sad, all those things. He's one dimensional in this.
Mm.
He's just kind of...
That's too bad because he's a good actor.
It is. And that's sort of what I see the problem with this movie. It's kind of one dimensional at each time. Okay, we're going to be heavy. We're going to be fun. We're going to be heavy.
Okay.
But... you know.
All right, so 7, 7.5 out of 10.
Yeah, let's go 7.
If you're an X-Men fan, though, if you're one of those comic book guys, you'll probably
like it. If you're a comic book guy, you will love it. And if you're a comic book guy, stay after the credits.
Why, they give out comic books?
No, they tease the next X-Men release in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of the comics, you will be like the guy sitting next to me and...
Already filmed?
And that's good to know, though.
They're working on it.
Because a lot of times now we'll sit there in the movie theater and wait and wait and wait. And then I ask somebody if they could come in to sweep. I said, is there anything after the credits here? And they go, no, you can go. But now you wait because of all that stuff.
Yeah. And if you want to do some research, I think you can go to afterthecredits.com. And it will tell you if there's anything after the credits,
really?
So you can know when to get up.
Of course there's an app for that.
Yes.
Wow.
So it will save you the 12, 13 minutes of credits.
Well, there are also bathroom break apps, I know, for movies. They'll tell you the perfect time to go to the bathroom. Well, yeah, nothing happens in this part right here. You can go to the
Don't use those while you're in the theater, though. Check them ahead of time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Last night I went to see Chef, which is a new movie by Jon Favreau, who was in the movie Swingers.
Yeah.
That's where he got his big start, and has, in the last few years, been directing big CGI movies like the first two Iron Man movies he directed. And I think he might have been involved in the Avengers as an executive producer as well. This one is one of those labor of love movies that people in Hollywood get to do every once in a while, because he wrote it, he directed it, he stars in it. He plays a chef, a celebrity chef who got famous in Miami and is now in Los Angeles, and he is the chef of a restaurant that is owned and, kind of run by Dustin Hoffman.
In real life, Dustin Hoffman, or played by Dustin?
Played by Dustin Hoffman, with Scarlett Johansson as the hostess with the mostess. He is a guy who really loves food. And I say that about Jon Favreau and about his character. Not only has Jon Favreau put on some pounds, but the way he shot this as a director, you can tell he's into food almost to the point of some of that Food Channel porn kind of stuff. You know, I don't mean real porn. I mean the way that they shoot it. It's like everything looks fantastic. Oh, he's cutting through the celery and the droplets of water are spewing off the celery in slow motion and that sort of stuff. And he prepares several different meals in this movie as the plot is progressing. And you actually see him doing that, and you see him chopping this, that, or the other, and cutting up a pig to make this dish and all that sort of stuff. And it's remarkable food photography.
Okay.
The story is about him getting into a little bit of a scuffle with a food critic, a guy who blogs about food and has a big reputation for being able to make or break restaurants and chefs. And he's played by Oliver Platt, who I love in everything he does. Mm-hmm. And the Jon Favreau character wants to do new stuff, but Dustin Hoffman says, look, we've got a successful restaurant here, and we're successful because you've been making these dishes on this menu for the last 10 years, and people come here, and they want that. They want to have this thing with caviar at the beginning. They want to have this filet mignon in the middle, and they want to have your chocolate lava cake at the end. That's why people come here. Don't change the menu. Don't change the menu. Well, Jon Favreau is bored with doing that, and not only that, he wants to impress this restaurant critic, played by Oliver Platt, who's coming there, but Dustin Hoffman won't let him. And then at one point, there's a giant blow-up with Platt in the restaurant and Favreau going crazy. And it's one of those YouTube moments, because everybody else who's there has their cell phone with them, and they all turn it on and they all videotape it.
TMZ.
Yeah, and it goes on the internet from 14 different angles, and it just crushes his career. I mean, it's just, he just gets outed as a crazy man because of this two-minute video.
So it's a feel-good movie.
Well, along the way, it is kind of a feel-good movie, because you can see that this guy is really passionate about what he does, and he loves food, and he's really, really good at it. And so now he has to pick up his career all over again. And so he finally follows the advice of his ex-wife, played by Sofia Vergara. Yeah, I know. And the idea that she comes up with is, well, why don't you get a food truck? That's the hot new thing now. You should, if you get a food truck and it's yours, you can make whatever you want. You can decide to do, you don't have to work for somebody else anymore. Just do that. He says, well, I don't have any money. She said, well, I'll lend you the money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Long story short, which I know is impossible at this point, he and one of his chefs from the restaurant, played by John Leguizamo, they start a food truck, and it becomes the plot line of the story, whatever happens from there. But I want to play you just a clip from the movie back in the earlier part where he's having the little scuffle with Oliver Platt via social media.
Dad?
Yeah. This is with his son.
We got 1,653 followers since last night.
Oh, is that good?
It's amazing.
Oh, good. What does it mean?
It means that 1,653 people are reading your Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like texting.
Did you post anything since last night?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I just sent a private message to somebody.
To who?
To that a-hole food critic.
You could only send private messages to people who are following you. I think you might have posted that publicly.
No, he wrote something nasty about me, and then I hit reply and let me send a message to him.
Dad, replies are public. Everybody can read them. And it looks like he retweeted it to all his 123,845 followers. And he wrote back.
What'd he say?
I don't think I should read it.
Just read it to me, please. Read the reply.
At Chef Carl Casper, I would rather have you sit on my face after a brisk walk on a warm day than suffer through that f***ing lava cake again.
So it's cleverly, it's very cleverly written like that. That kid, John Favreau's son in the movie, is cute, and he's very, very good with the interplay with his dad. John Favreau's character has not been a good dad, and so it's also about reconnecting with his son. It also has cameo appearances by various other actors, and I won't spoil those for you by telling you about them. I will tell you this, at the screening last night that I went to, it was the first time in a long time that I've heard an audience spontaneously applaud as soon as the movie ended and the credits started. And you go to a lot of screenings. What's the last time you saw that or heard that?
Last night.
At X-Men?
At X-Men.
Really?
Yes.
Well, maybe this one will be a hit. It's, of course, not going to be on the level of X-Men, because X-Men will be on 3,500 screens, and this will be on 35 screens. But it's called Chef, and I really liked it. I will tell you that 20 years ago, there was another movie about chefs called Big Night with Stanley Tucci and, help me out here, the guy who played Monk on TV.
Tony Shalhoub.
Yes. They played brothers who own an Italian restaurant in the 50s, and they're not doing well because they make kind of clever upscale Italian food, and they're getting crushed by the more everyday Italian food restaurant place down the street. And they hear that a big star is going to come by that night, and so they set out for their big night to make the greatest meal they've ever made. And the food photography in that was fantastic, and the passion that they had for their jobs was fantastic. And I will tell you that when I walked out of food out of Big Night 20 years ago, I was starving. My wife and I went to see the movie together, and I turned to her and I said, "We are going to have Italian food right now." She said, "We just ate before the movie." I said, "We're going for Italian food right now." And I will tell you that after walking out of Chef last night, it was 9 o'clock at night, I was starving. Didn't go out to eat because I wasn't with her, but I was really, really, the movie just made me hungry. So I say that as a little tip for you. If you're going to go see this movie, plan to go see it and then go eat afterwards. Don't eat right beforehand.
Movie and a dinner.
Yeah, dinner and movie, no. Movie and dinner, yes. So I'm going to give Chef 8 out of 10.
There you go. I've got one question about it.
I will just say this. There are parts of it that are way too predictable. But I like the way Favreau writes, directs, acts. I like him, and I recommend it.
So if you're going to write, direct, and then cast a movie,
yes,
and you choose Scarlett Johansson to be in it.
Yes.
And Sofia Vergara.
You have to kiss her, right?
Well, no, she's no the hostess. Right?
Yeah, she's the hostess. I'm not going to give that part away.
Okay.
I don't want to
but
tell
it's
you.
It's two good choices.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Ex-wife, Sofia Vergara, hot hostess.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Ian doesn't care about the food. He just wants to go see that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand
be
that.
Be drilling for a different reason.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more with Colin in a moment on the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And it's time to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Let's start with westbound 70. You've got that slowdown from Hanley out through Cypress, and then from Highway 94 through Wentzville, you've got some slow to stop and go pockets all the way. And then a little west of Wentzville out to almost Warrenton. I don't know if there's an accident or if it's just a volume that's causing this, but it is really jammed up there. If you're traveling on westbound 40, you've got that Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh through Mason. Looks like Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. And then from Highway N all the way out through Wentzville, things are running slow there. Southbound 270 approaching Page down through Doherty Ferry, stop and go. And eastbound 270, Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief. It's the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure. With Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For years, the best of the best in St. Louis baseball fine-tuned their skills in Memphis by playing for the Redbirds. Albert Pujols graduated from the Memphis Redbirds School of Baseball in 2000. Yadier Molina earned his degree in 2004. Alan Craig in 2010 and Matt Carpenter in 2012. There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
Holland is hiring in your area. Local and regional drivers are wanted. Go to www.hollandregional.com/careers to see the opportunities and apply. Holland's local drivers are paid hourly and receive overtime after 8 hours per day. And they're also home daily. Regional drivers are paid by the mile, working only 5 to 6 days per week, and are provided company-paid hotels while on the road. Full-time driver benefits include company-paid health insurance. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a CDLA with 1 year or 50,000 miles experience, and have a tanker and hazmat endorsement. Come find your new direction at Holland. Your direction awaits at www.hollandregional.com/careers.
Holland is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, minorities, females, persons with disabilities, protected veterans.
This is Martin Kilcoin. I'd like you to be my guest for a dynamic retirement income workshop. Ken and Lori Heise from the Heise Advisory Group are bringing their show on the road June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call 314-909-1116 to register. Here's Lori Heise with more.
Thanks, Martin. Ken and I are committed to the financial independence of every client we serve. On June 5th, Ken will address how to assess risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio. He'll also cover a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Call 314-909-1116 to reserve your spot.
Join me and don't miss this retirement income workshop with the Heisies on Thursday, June 5th at 6:30 at the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves. Call now, 314-909-1116 and register. That's 314-909-1116.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-4179. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll even give you 4 additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-4179. That's 1-800-900-4179.
License numbers and terms available at ProtectYourHome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family. And when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, you guys. You find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning, but Spectrum also does area rub cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts, they clean your mattresses, and they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house, so let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Get to Kohl's Memorial Day weekend sale and get $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Promotional offer valid May 23rd through the 26th, 2014. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Steve Light.
And this is Greg Gonzalez with the Retirement Income Consulting Group.
Join us for Retire Worry Free with Steve and Greg, where we discuss your retirement income and investment concerns.
Listen to Retire Worry Free Saturday,
2 p.m.
on KTRS.
Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and Colin Jeffrey is joining us talking about movies. He just gave a 7.5 out of 10 to X-Men Days of Future Past, which opened up last night. And how much did it make in one day?
$8.1 million.
And it just played last night. It just wasn't even open during the day.
No more than 3 showings anywhere last night. Like, the earliest they could show it was 7 p.m. anywhere.
Now, is that a lot for a Thursday?
That's,
I don't know.
That's a record. I mean, that's a record for a movie that opened on a Thursday. It's putting it on pace to do sort of what Godzilla did last
weekend. 100 million, something like that?
Yeah, 93 million, something. It's going to be huge.
What else is opening this weekend?
In St. Louis, only one other movie, really, Blended, the romantic comedy with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, back at it again.
Okay, this concludes our coverage of the movie Blended with Drew Barrymore.
I saw the preview.
Every 10 years, they do a movie, I think.
It's the same movie every time.
Right.
Wedding Singer,
51st Dates.
Yeah.
I just saw the previews. The previews looked kind of funny, but it was like,
it looked like every one of his movies. Before.
Yeah, they look exactly the same to me. But speaking of previews, did you see a lot of previews before X-Men? Because now we're rolling into the summer movie season, and so they want to promote everything.
It's out of hand. I went to a 10 o'clock showing of it, and they showed us 25 minutes of previews.
Not counting commercials or pre-show entertainment.
No, that's 30 minutes on top of that before, yeah.
Yeah.
No, they showed us 8 previews.
Eight
previews.
Oh.
Here's the thing. I understand wanting to show. I can't remember 6 out of the 8. Like, you could ask me, and I have no idea.
At a certain point, they just turn into one.
Yeah. And so here's the problem. 25 minutes of previews, so now we're to 10:25. 2-hour, 11-minute movie. So now we're all the way to, 12:40, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to sit around 13 minutes to see what's after the credits.
That's
so
right.
Now it's like 12:45.
You're there
until
1 o'clock in the morning for a 10 p.m. movie.
Oh.
Here's what amazes me about that is you always hear that movie theaters want to get as many screenings of a movie in as possible. You would think that they wouldn't want to waste 25 minutes 3 or 4 times a day. Four of those is almost an entire movie.
The only way I can rationalize this is they must have to pay the whoever makes X-Men a huge fee to be like, we want to be in front of your movie. And so they're like, yep, pile it on.
Well, in many cases, it's the same studio.
Yeah.
You know.
I have no idea how it works, but it's... Oh.
Now, in the real world, aren't they supposed to be cutting down on the previews when you go to a movie? Because they're saying 10 to... I mean, you go in and it's 10 to 15 minutes worth of previews and stuff for the other movies. But I heard that they were supposed to be cutting that down a little bit.
I hadn't heard anything about
that. I hadn't heard that either.
Okay.
Apparently not, because Colin sat through 25 minutes of it last night.
Well, that was for the press screening, right?
I missed the press screening. I had to...
This was just a regular showing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I went to a press screening of Chef last night, which had a full audience because they gave out tickets to the general public as well, free. Here's the nice thing about press screenings, and Colin can tell you because he's gone to them. Lights go down, movie starts.
Yes.
No trailers, no pre-show entertainment, none of that stuff.
Just go.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. And the other nice thing, if it's a big one, like I'm sure they did this for X-Men, they take your cell phones. So there's no cell phone ringing. There's no texting around you.
Did you have to wear the 3D glasses for all the trailers, too?
No, it was like every other trailer was 3D. So you're flipping your glasses up and down, and you're just like, I don't know. And so you're putting them on, and you're like, wait, is this 3D? I can't really tell. I saw something I've never seen. The guy next to me had regular glasses, and he had like clip-on sunglasses that were 3D glasses.
What?
Yes. I asked him about it because I haven't seen those ever. They cost like $50.
Why would you get those? They give you free 3D. Now, I wear glasses. Mm-hmm. And when I go and they give me the 3D glasses, I have to fit them over. But they do. They fit.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yep. Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
No, don't get them for me. Here's why you shouldn't get them for me. It would be a waste of money because I will not go to any more 3D movies.
Yeah.
I probably have seen a couple of dozen of them in my life. The only one that was worth it was Gravity.
Yeah. Avatar? Avatar.
I hated Avatar.
Really?
Yeah. I'm that guy. I'm that guy.
I never saw Avatar.
I had no desire to see it.
Yeah, don't bother, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, when Dan goes to a movie, he sees stuff in 1D because of his eyes.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine anybody wanting to see Avatar at home, though.
No.
I mean, just, you know, even a 60-inch TV.
Yeah.
I still couldn't imagine watching that movie.
Well, that's what I said about Gravity. Don't wait to see this one at home. Go see it on the biggest 3D screen you possibly could.
When we flew to Mexico, they were showing it in the airplane.
Oh! On a seat-back
4-inch screen.
Oh, Gravity?
No.
I was on a train to Chicago not that long ago. Someone was watching Gravity on their smartphone.
That is not the way. You know what? If you get there and then you go, I didn't think it was that good. Well, it's because of what you watched it on.
Yeah.
You know what you should watch on there? YouTube trailers so they don't have to show them as before the movies.
Exactly. Oh.
What other movie stuff you have for us today?
Well, I've got something out of Cannes Film Festival taking place out there. A couple things. First of all, this just kind of shocked me. Pulp Fiction turns 20 this year. It premiered at Cannes Film Festival 20 years ago.
I believe it.
Yeah, I couldn't
believe it. And by the way, I watched it recently because I was trying to debate whether my daughter should see it. Not that she's not mature enough. She's going to be 20 on Sunday, as a matter of fact. That's right. I've been a father for 20 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. You guys have known me most of that time, too. There's certain movies that are a little bit too violent for her. So I'm still not sure about Pulp Fiction. I think it might be a little bit over the top for her. Not for every 20-year-old, obviously.
Yeah.
But for her. So I watched it again recently. It totally stands up.
Oh, completely.
Those scenes with Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson. Among the great classic scenes of all time.
I agree with that.
Absolutely.
It's great. The other thing from Cannes, this is something, just sort of put it in your back pocket, I guess. There's a movie coming out called Foxcatcher that premiered out there. It's gotten great reviews. They're saying it might be the finalist for some of these prizes. But here's the thing. It stars Steve Carell playing John DuPont.
I heard he's very serious.
Yes. Cannot tell that
it's
him.
Prosthetics?
I mean...
Well, I don't know who you're talking about.
John DuPont is the DuPont family out on the East Coast. I guess... Oh, I don't want to get the dates wrong. I want to say mid-70s. He got really into sponsoring wrestling. And he invited a team to come and wrestle who are going to go to the Olympics. He called them the Team Foxcatcher.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ruining this because it happened 40 years ago.
Okay. You don't have to say spoiler alert when it's 40 years ago.
He ends up murdering one of the wrestlers. And this is the story of that.
Huh.
And Steve Carell plays a really dark character. everything that you're reading about is great. It comes out November 14th, and hopefully they will open it in St. Louis because they say Steve Carell's spectacular in it.
You know, it does not always work out when somebody known for doing comedy, 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 then does a dark character.
Jim Carrey?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
Robin Williams?
Yeah, well, Robin Williams won his Academy Award for Good Will Hunting, which is not a comedy.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some of his better roles have actually not been in comedies.
And no,
I'm thinking about like 1 hour photo is not a good example. Yeah. you're exactly right, Dan. But Bill Murray did a movie after like Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Ghostbusters 2, all those movies that he did. Then he did one called The Razor's Edge. You could hear crickets in the theater. People going, "What? We don't want to see Bill Murray doing this." Now, of course, he's expanded his repertoire of films since then and done serious and not so serious movies.
Yeah.
But it's a big risk for these guys to do that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because I imagine if Lost in Translation hadn't gone well for Bill Murray, I mean, that might have been the end of his career as a serious actor. But that worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, you're right.
And then a last note I have here. It's a TV note. I'm a huge Jeopardy fan, and there's someone on Jeopardy who's breaking records right now. Julia Collins. She's won 14 in a row.
Wow.
She's won more than any woman ever. Money-wise, games-wise, and she's now the fourth winningest person on Jeopardy ever.
Wow.
And no one is covering it. Like, this is just sliding under the radar. You remember a little while ago, there was that guy. He was getting a lot of, because he was playing Jeopardy crazy, bouncing around the board.
The Asian guy, yeah.
Yes.
He won 12 games, and he was all over the news. She's won 14.
And nobody's writing
nobody's
anything
talking about
her.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned
it. So there you go.
You mentioned Pulp Fiction, 20 years old. There was a great story in the Wall Street Journal today about the Shawshank Redemption, which I have said many times on this show. If I'm watching TV, and I'm not watching any particular show or something on my DVR, but if I just turn on the TV and I go flicking through the channels and I come across TNT or any of the other channels that is rerunning the Shawshank Redemption for the umpteenth time, I will stop at that point and watch from there to the end, no matter where I come in the movie. It could be, well, the wife just died. Well, I'm going all the way to the end from here. Or it could be red. There's a field with a tree from whatever point that is.
Say Wataneo.
Very good. So this writer for the Wall Street Journal, Russell Adams, wrote this thing about how the movie came together. I did not know all about this. I knew that it was from a Stephen King novella called Rita Hayworth and the Shawshank Redemption. I did not know that Stephen King sold the rights to that to Frank Darabont, who at that time was an unknown director. Mm-hmm. In the late 80s, he sold it to him for $5,000.
Oh.
Darabont then went around and said, okay, I'm going to turn this into a feature-length script. And he wrote it, and it circulated quickly through Hollywood. And it got onto the desk of a guy named Martin Schaefer at Castle Rock Entertainment, which was Rob Reiner's company. And he said, this is so good, we've got to make this movie. But I want Rob to direct it. And they tried to buy out Frank Darabont, saying, look, we'll give you a pay-and-play deal. We will pay you as if you directed this movie and then guarantee you the right to direct the next movie we make or a movie of your choice. Just let Rob direct this one. And Frank Darabont said, well, I took a night to think about it. And then I said, no, this is why I'm here. I want to make this movie. And so he hired Tim Robbins to play Andy Dufresne, the banker who's wrongly sent to prison in the movie. And then he hired Morgan Freeman to play Red. And he gets a call from Stephen King. And Stephen King says, you know, in the book, Red is named Red because he's a red-headed Irishman. And you're hiring Morgan Freeman to do this. And he quotes, Frank Darabont quotes Stephen King as saying, Frank, at the time this movie took place, there were like 16 black men in the state of Maine, in the entire state. And you're making, are you sure you want this kind of, well, I want Morgan Freeman to do it. I want Morgan Freeman to narrate it, which of course was one of the first movies where we heard Morgan Freeman do that. Now it's a cliche that he's narrated so many movies since then. And so they found this, prison in Mansfield, Ohio, the Ohio State Reformatory. And they went there to film it. It had closed a few years earlier due to inhumane conditions. So they had the whole place to themselves. And one of the actors who's in the movie called it one of the creepiest places I have ever been. So then they make the movie, and it comes out, and it's a flop.
Mm-hmm.
It only made about $18 million at the box office. People who were involved in it started blaming the title, the Shawshank Redemption. It sounded like it was something religious. People didn't want to go see that. Also, it was kind of up against Pulp Fiction 20 mm-hmm. years ago and Forrest Gump, which was the big movie of that year. Then Shawshank got nominated for 7 Academy Awards. Didn't win any, but it was nominated. And so the studio said, you know what? We're getting some heat on this now. Let's re-release the movie. And they put it back out there, and in the first weekend, it made $10 million more.
Oh, there you go.
And so they said, okay, exactly, now we're going. And then Ted Turner saw the movie. He had not seen it the first time. He saw it the second time, and of course, he owned TBS and TNT and had bought Castle Rock. So he already owned the movie. And he said, we're going to put this on TNT, and we're going to give it a showing. And we're not just going to show it once. We're going to do a night of the Shawshank Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. That was the fuse that lit. And, you know, TNT has shown it a million times since then. And it is on all the time on other channels as well. At one point, Darabont says, I'm pretty sure that at one point, Mr. Turner chose to show the movie every 5 minutes. Bless his heart for that. And so the movie took off and eventually made $30 million overseas. It went out to the video rental market, made $80 million there. It has made well over $100 million now. At one point last year, it aired on 15 different cable networks. Last year, it filled one movie, Shawshank Redemption, filled 151 hours of airtime on basic cable, tied with Scarface and behind only Mrs. Doubtfire for the most watched movie in 1 year on television.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes. So that is the story of this. And Darabont finishes this story that was in the Wall Street Journal today by saying that Stephen King never cashed that $5,000 check Darabont sent him for the rights to the movie. And recently, he got the check back from Stephen King framed. Stephen King sent it to him framed and mailed it to him with a note that said, Frank, in case you ever need bail money, love, Steve. I love that story.
That's great.
That is great. I'm going to put a link to that on the Harris Online portion of KTRS.com. You'll be able to find that there. Colin, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Now get down the hall and do some news.
I'll do that.
This is the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Auric. All over the St. Louis area, stop into any of the Auric home centers and try out the new Auric Magnesium RS Vacuum Cleaner.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a look at traffic now before we check out with Bill Cleveland. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a vehicle fire. Boy, it was really flaming here just a few minutes ago. It's on westbound 70 ramp to southbound 170, and they have that ramp completely shut down now, and you're starting to get a good little backup on westbound 70 as folks slow down and take a look at this fire. If you're traveling on southbound 270, a little bit better between Page and Olive. You are slow from that point, though, down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, really some slow pockets from Highway 270 out to Antire Road. If you're traveling on eastbound 270, you've got slow traffic between McDonald and New Florissant. And westbound 70 again, you're going to find it slow from Highway 370 and then stop and go from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out past Wentzville, and then west of Wentzville, you've got the same thing, stop and go almost to Warrenton. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advil Congestion Relief, the only cold medicine that delivers a 1-2 punch at pain and sinus pressure with Advil Plus, a proven nasal decongestant in a single pill. Use as directed. Find it at Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Even though it's Memorial Day weekend, news still happens.
News still happens.
When you need to know, catch the Fox 2 News simulcast 3 times on the Big 550 on Memorial Day at 5 a.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Here's a great new way to go to your favorite restaurant and save money, too. You don't have to clip a coupon or know someone who works there either. It's called Save a Table, and here's how it works. Just go to saveatable.com, enter the zip code where you'd like to eat, the desired date, and number of people in your party. Save a Table will then display the restaurants in that zip code and a percentage off by going at that time. All you have to do is arrive at the restaurant 15 minutes ahead of your reserve time and show them the printout of your confirmation or on your phone. You and your party will be seated, and you'll save anywhere from 20 to 35%. It's that simple. Save a Table is a great way to reserve a table at some great local restaurants and save money at the same time. There are Save-A-Table restaurants in both Missouri and Illinois. Give it a try. Just go to saveatable.com and see for yourself. You'll save 20 to 35% at some great area restaurants. That's saveatable.com.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download their STL Taxi app for your smartphone. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hi, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Well, plans have already been announced for a sequel to the new Godzilla movie. I think it's going to be called the Godzilla Father, but I can't.
I see what you did there.
President Obama visited the Baseball Hall of Fame on Thursday to promote tourism. I'm glad he's promoting tourism, but what a copycat. Do you see what his plans are after he leaves office?
No.
Starting a website called BarackOnTheRoad.com. And a Florida woman stands accused of having a neighbor's home bulldozed. Completely uncalled for, unless, of course, you know, the neighbor mowed her lawn at 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
I hate that. It should be against the law.
And finally, I love little fun stories like this. There's an amusement park in Mexico, this is a true story, where visitors can experience a fake border crossing attraction.
What?
You can experience what it's like to come across the border. Unfortunately, the park's kind of losing money now, I guess, because instead of buying tickets, people keep sneaking in.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Interesting part, though. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. Have a great Memorial Day holiday weekend downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
See you.
Enjoy your holiday weekend as well. Bill will be on Saturday night from 9 to midnight with his trivia show. And speaking of trivia, I will have today's Harris Challenge for you right after the 5 o'clock news. And then we'll have Mike Evans. And then after that, I'll have a great new batch of Knuckleheads and news for you, all ahead in the 6 o'clock hour. You can follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. That's where I put the link to that Shawshank Redemption piece from today's Wall Street Journal. If you didn't read it and you love that movie, you got to see it. At Paul Harris Show. KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. This bell signals more gains for portfolios and 401ks, including maybe yours, with the closing bell of the evening.